For the trials of this life, we're getting stronger. The pull I felt was more than I could bear. Help me, church, help me sing, Lord. But I was on the verge of giving over. The strength within myself just was not there. Oh, something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality, for something keeps holding me. Satan lay before me, oh, Satan lay before me, his temptation. His desire to steal away my faith. Oh, but I found in times the revelation, the strength I need to keep me by His grace. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality, for something keeps holding me. Something keeps holding you and me. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality, but something keeps holding me. Oh, He's a reality, for Jesus is all in me.
Thank you. God bless you, saints. Welcome once again to the house of the Lord. Amen. Trust your week has been good. Yeah. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer, just as we get into the word. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful to Thee, Lord, for a blessing, Lord, of a day such as this, Lord. Father, that we be found in Your house, Lord. Father, being an expecting people, Lord. Father, and we know that the place where You'd meet us, Lord, truly is in Your house. So we thank You, Lord, for grace and mercy, for allowing us to be here, each one, being with us through the week, through the challenges, Lord, but You've seen us through it all. So, Lord, we pray, Lord, even as we hear now, Father, we ask of You for grace and mercies to break every shackle, Lord. Father, every weight which would beset us, Lord, anything which would take us away from the focus, Lord, which is to praise and glorify Your name. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ just to undertake for us on this day. Help us now, Lord, as we open Your word. You go before us, Lord. You give us utterance. Father, Lord, we pray You bless and undertake for everything which will be said and done. Be with Your children that are still on the way. Some couldn't make it. Some have traveled, Lord. Please be with them where they are. Father, we think of our pastor at this time. Whatever he's doing, Lord, in the post of duty, please bless him richly, bless him abundantly, Lord, for Your name's sake and for Your glory. Help us now, Lord, as we commit ourselves to Thee, Lord. In Your precious name, Lord Jesus, we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, saints. Just to let's read a scripture and then you'll sit down. We'll just finish off on what we were speaking on last week. Maybe I'll take off my jacket before I get started.
Amen.
It gets kind of hot up here. Numbers chapter 13. We'll read verse 1 and 2. And then also we'll read Numbers 13, verse 30 to 33. So, Numbers 13, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers, shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them. And then we'll go to Numbers 13, 30. I'll read from my Bible. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. So we were in their sight. You may be seated. So just to finish off on what we were speaking on last week, the Lord could help us just for the time that we have. But like we read there in Numbers 13, verse 1 and 2, that it was the Lord who had sent them. Amen. Yeah, it was the Lord who sent them to go to that place. Because the Lord said, and the Lord said unto Moses, send thou men that may search out the land of Canaan, which I give unto them. Amen. So we know that the Genesis, or the starting of it, it was the Lord who sent them. And like we said last week, that we're reading of them, but we too are an Exodus people. Right. You know, we are people that have come out. And it's always good to identify ourselves or put our name there in the scripture. Amen. You know, that the Lord, not only did he send them, but the land where he sent them to, he gave it to them. You know, it was a given. Amen. And we know that even the scripture speaks to say that the footsteps of the righteous, they are ordered of the Lord. Amen. Our day-to-day life, the things which we encounter, it's ordered of the Lord. We've seen it because we know through the scriptures that, Job. Job was perfect in the sight of God and in the sight of man. The Lord had blessed him. Job was an honorable man. Not only would he offer up sacrifice for himself, but even for his family. So he was perfect in the sight of God. And Satan came before the Lord, and he said, but you've put a hedge around this man. So that's the reason why he worships you. So we see by those scriptures that whatever comes our way, it's only if the Lord allows it to come. You know? It's only if the Lord allows it to come. Because like with Job, the Lord had to remove the hedge of protection around him and give him certain permissions to say, you can touch this, you can touch that, but his life, you can't do it. And he lost everything. You know? So our footsteps are ordered by the Lord. And just if I could say it, that, look, I'm only up here once in a while, you know. But I do see it sometimes. I speak to the brethren and different things like that. So I do see it that sometimes, because it has happened to me, you know, a word will come, maybe, and I'll think, is Brother Andrew, is he targeting me? you know? And it's but by doing that, you're taking it in the wrong way.
That's right.
Because all of us, well, if we haven't, we should.
Yeah.
it shouldn't be a casual thing that we come into the house of the Lord just because it's a tradition. Oh, it's Sunday, my alarm is set for X time I come. No. We pray, we ask the Lord that, Lord, when you go in, when I come into the house, speak to me. Because we are needy people. I don't know if there's anyone here among us who has no need. All of us have a need, one way or the other. If we don't have an immediate need for ourselves, it's for a loved one. It's for a work colleague. It's for someone. But we are needy people. So the reason I'm saying that is because there's no particular person in mind but myself. You understand? So because it's important, I've thought, just to mention that, because if you think that, oh, the brother is speaking to me because of my situation, I may know, I may not know, then it could skew what you're receiving from it. Yet that's why we keep reading the word. So that it's just to remind ourselves. If no one else, to remind myself. Because I'm the most needy of us all here. You know, but like with these children of Israel, and sorry, one more thing just to say as well that came to my mind. Now, I don't think anyone did, but just to clear it, because last week when we were speaking, we spoke as well about some of the dangers of the cares of this life and soft living and riches and so forth. Please don't misunderstand me that we're trying to, that we don't want those things. But all that we're just trying to say is, that's a minor. You understand? That's a minor. Because the scripture says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he'll add those things to us. I don't know about you people, but I know from when I repented, before I was married and all that, and even when I was married, I had nothing. Brother George would know, because we've been friends for a long time. So we had nothing. We were people who, like as young men before we repented, if we say if we wanted to travel to from one city to another, it's if we seen this person here that's working, if we seen Brother Ellie, we'd talk to him, listen, you wouldn't give me a 20 cents for a Coke. We see another person, we had nothing. You know, but by the grace of God, today we have a lot more than what we had then. So definitely there's no way that the believer, you will remain in the same condition. No, that's not it. So we're not against blessings from the Lord. But we are just speaking that we don't be caught up by it. Because this is an age of easy living. This age of Laodicea. That's what the scripture, you say you're rich and I'm in need of nothing. So that's just the angle that we are coming from. That's the age that's there. And unfortunately, it's not, we as believers are not immune to that. You know, we're not immune to that. If you travel or hear different things, you see different things. And you see that all of us can be in danger of that very same thing if we're not careful. You know, if we're not careful. So I just hope last week it didn't come across that I was trying to pour water on the blessings, which, because the Lord has been merciful to us, even if we speak of just people here. You know, just look in, there's doctors, there's truck drivers, bus drivers, there's electrical engineers, there's IT consultants, the list is end. Those are blessings from God. Amen. Nurses, you name it. You know, so we're not against that. Yeah, but these saints here, sometimes, and that happens to us, if we're not careful, that we in the heat of things, in the heat of battle, that's, we can become discouraged. You know, we can become discouraged, and the things which hinder or discourage us is when we meet resistance, or sometimes you meet that which you would think that the believer shouldn't come across. You know, because the Lord has given us many promises. He said you'll be the head and not the tail. He has given us many promises. He said when you go through the flood, it won't overflow you. But sometimes we look at the highlight or the peak of it, that the flood won't overflow us, but we forget that we have to go through the flood. We have to go through the flood. We meet challenges. But the challenges that we're meeting, we are not alone. We're not alone. The Lord Jesus Christ has gone before. He has paid the price. So that is our assurance. That's our blessed assurance. So it's what we're trying to say in many words is whatever you're facing now, and we do all you could face tomorrow, it cannot come to you except the Lord allow it.
Amen.
If the Lord allows it, like with Job,
Amen.
The Lord had confidence that Job was more than able to overcome that situation. You see, but like we said last week, with these children of Israel, the things that caused them to, that their faith could be hindered, was one thing, was their murmurings. And we are not immune to that.
Yes.
Murmuring is, it's complaining. It's complaining. And when you're out of the spirit, that's why we love the word, because the word says the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. The word says that we should walk in the spirit, that we don't fulfill the lusts or desires of the flesh. But so we two part in one, spirit being and flesh. If we neglect the most important one, which is the inside, this outside man can confuse you. He can lead us to murmur and to complain without realizing it. Because it'll be, if you look at Job at a certain time, he filled his mouth with words, which he felt that he could speak to the Lord. Because the pressure, the burden was heavy on him. You see? And it's at those times where the Lord is looking for us to stand on the word of God. You know? Sister, if you can get us if I can just find it here, it just came. Numbers chapter 14. Okay. It says, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it.
Amen.
Caleb had another spirit with him. Caleb followed the Lord fully. If where the Lord said, you go, he went. Where he said, you don't go, he didn't go. He rose up early to seek the face of God. He stayed in the spirit. Because it's key to stay in the spirit.
Amen.
It's key to follow. Like they had their messenger was Moses. They caught a revelation. Caleb, Joshua, they had a true revelation of who Moses was to them. Moses was their deliverer. He was their deliverer. And it's very important. Like the prophet says that the importance of revelation to the believer can never be overemphasized.
Amen.
Revelation makes the difference.
Amen.
Because otherwise, we look at circumstances and we forsake the promise of the word of God. And if we do that, you can't please the Lord. Because the word says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because outside of faith, we're walking in the flesh. The carnal man cannot please God. It's not possible. With every good intention, when you see something coming unfair toward you and you ask the wrong questions, why? Why me? You look next door, you see your fellow man is rejoicing. Testimony after testimony. Testimony after testimony. You, it's battle after battle. Battle after battle. You see, that puts you in a pressure where you if you're not in the spirit, you're going to complain against God.
Yes.
And that's what Satan, that's the desire of Satan is to get us, because he knows that through faith, if you read Hebrews chapter 11, there's, and read the testimony of the believers who have gone before us, it's unbelievable. But we too are writing our part in the word. How many times? Last week, we had Brother Womo came and he gave a testimony here. The week before, the other weeks before that, Brother Eli came and he laid out how Sister Bibi the Lord had undertook for. There's some in between I'm missing. Our sister the other time, 7 years, saints, waiting and waiting. And when the Lord delivered the papers, you can see that that's the hand of God. There's no question. That's how the Lord, he does it. We have cancer case in our midst. That the doctor say, look, you need surgery. That's the best way to do it. And our precious brother who we look up to, he and his family, they sat down and prayed about it and said, no, we're not doing it. Brother Maxwell. And the cancer receded. Those are miracles which they happened here. So what we left to ask ourselves, why would the Lord do that? It's, those are examples. There's something tangible for us to hold on to. Because in our humanity, sometimes what's written on the pages of the book, it seems too far away. It seems too far away to say, ah, maybe Elijah was some kind of a different man. Not like, but yet the word tells us. He was just like us. So the Lord has to do it here for us. If you read in Numbers, the Lord, when he was, before Moses stood in the gap and he wanted to destroy the children of Israel, he said, I did 10 miracles for them in Egypt. That was to boost their faith, to show them that God is with them. You see, so the Lord has done it even for us here. So that we don't need to look far, that it's something which is always, it's easy to look back. But where is God today? That greater than Solomon, he's here. You see, but it's those things which the devil uses. He comes, like the prophet says, the Lord works from the inside out. But he wants to, the enemy works from the outside in. It's, may the Lord help us. Is what we'd say. If we turn to Genesis 28. Sorry, saints, I went off topic, but we'll just finish at that. Genesis 28, I think it is. Sorry. It says, the Lord said, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and I will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of.
Amen.
What a sure word of promise is that. He will keep us. Whatever it is that's coming against us, we have a greater than he that's in the world. That is in us. But it's we have our part to play. Because, you know, sometimes when you're speaking to people about the Lord, and especially people who maybe the Lord hasn't visited their heart, I've been asked many times by people, and they'll say, but if God is God, why did he have to make us come through all the suffering? And why didn't he just put us just straight there in heaven? You know? But when you see the children of Israel, to me, it makes me to see why the Lord had to do it that way. Because the Lord delivered them with a mighty hand. He did miracle upon miracle. He gave them a promise that I'm taking you to a land that's filled with milk and honey. He didn't just say it. He showed them. The messenger which the Lord had sent to them, Moses, God gave him signs.
Amen.
To confirm. But even after all that he did, they still said it was better that we went back to Egypt. So you see that for God to be just, for him to be true, he can't just chuck you in heaven. It's a choice that you have to make. It's a partnership that the Lord has chosen to partner himself with us. We have our part to play. Jesus has done it. He's paid the price. We have to believe it. We have to love it. We have to testify. We have to fulfill that great call. That's our part. So that when we are in heaven, we too can say we have overcome. If he just throws us there, how can we say we overcome us? But it's the grace of God. And there's no testimony for anyone. If it's Brother Wilmore's testimony, he didn't just land on the testimony. He suffered. There was an element of danger where the doctors are telling him that this is what you're facing. If things go wrong here, you may not come off this table. You're going to end up with this, with a stammer back. Saints had to be in desperate prayer. And him that was within him, the Lord speak to him and say, speak. So there is that we can't go to heaven on a flowery bed of ease. Amen. That's a deception if we believe that. The Lord allows us to pass through those challenges so that we too can have our testimony. Not just the one next door. Sister Bibi was in hospital. This brother Eli had to rush back. The church praying and everything. That's the way that a testimony is born. You know? So, in just conclusion as we finish, whatever would come your way, saint, you know, it only comes if the Lord allows it. But we are not ignorant that those things should toss us to and fro. When are we, how could we claim that we have faith if when the challenge comes, we start crying and no, that's not what we call to. Joshua and Caleb didn't have that in them. They followed the Lord fully. Doesn't mean it wasn't tough for them. They could see the same things, but they held on to the promise that the Lord has promised us that he, everything which he has promised, he will do it. And that's what they held on to, whatever it takes. So God bless you, saints, and may the Lord grant you grace and mercies as we fight this battle. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord, for this opportunity. Father, Lord, to open your word. And Lord, how your word, Lord, it gives us hope when we felt hopeless, Lord. How your word strengthens us, Lord. Father, when the enemy comes to bully us, Lord, and Father, he brings sickness, he brings financial hardship, he brings backsliding, whatever he'd bring, Lord. But we're thankful, Lord, that you've already gone before. So, Lord, rise up our faith to meet your word, Lord. Father, even as we go on in this journey, we pray now, Lord, even as we go into song worship, may you please be with us, Lord. Be with the song leader, Lord. You use him for your glory. Help him to put himself aside, Lord, so that you can anoint him, Lord, and the musicians as well. So that, Lord, when the word comes, Lord, let it find, Lord, that our hearts, Lord, are, Father, a prepared ground, Lord, so that your word, which is a seed, can be planted deep down in the deepest part of our heart, Lord. Father, that it would germinate and grow and bear fruit, we pray. Father, please be with us. Be with the saints online. Once again, we ask that you be with our pastor, Lord. Watch over him. Please keep him, Lord. Use him for his glory and Daniel. Watch over his family as well, as they couldn't make it today. Please be with them, we pray, Lord. Everyone else who has traveled, Lord, we just commit them to you. Be merciful to them, Father. We pray and we give thanks to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.